In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the Liturgy of the Hours, there are three gospel canticles. At Compline or Night Prayer, we sing recite the hymn, very short hymn of Simeon. Now let your servant go in peace. You know what he said when he held the Christ child in his hands and knew that he had seen the Messiah prior to his death. And then, as we heard a few days ago, the Magnificat of the Blessed Virgin Mary that she proclaimed after it was made clear to her that all that the angel said to her was true when she was greeted by her cousin Elizabeth. And today we have the third, which is the one used at morning prayer, the Canticle of Zechariah. Remember what happened with Zechariah? He's serving in the temple. The Archangel Gabriel appears to him and says, "Hey, you and your wife are going to have a son." And he says, "No, it's not going to happen because I'm too old." And what kind of sign are you going to be? "I'll give you a sign. You're going to shut up until you see that it's all true." And that's exactly what happened. He couldn't say a word until the child was born, and they asked what to name the child. And his wife said his name is John. "None of your relatives named him John." It was the custom then to name, use a family name. And Zechariah asked for a tablet and wrote out, "His name is John." And then his mouth came unglued. He was able to speak, and one of the things that he did was to say this song of praise to God for the blessings which he has given, because Zechariah, of course, believed at this point all that the angel had told him. And he saw in his son the beginning of the works of salvation. And just like with the Magnificat, when we pray this, we can believe and say in our own names everything that is here. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. Yeah, well, he did. "And you, my child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, and the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high, shall break upon us." All of this is true. So whenever we pray this gospel canticle, we pray it not only in the voice of Zechariah, not only in the voice of the church, but we pray it in our own voice, making it our own prayer. Sometimes people will say, "You Catholics, all you do is you pray these rote prayers. They're not original." Why reinvent the wheel? You honestly think you can pray better than Zechariah? You honestly think you can come up with a prayer that's better than this one? Why reinvent the wheel? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.